Thanks. Well, it's nice to come in this morning. A lot of positive things in on the film. As I said yesterday, I thought our players really did a good job in all areas. We didn't have many missed assignments. We took care of the ball. We had some turnovers, took advantage of our scoring opportunities, made some plays in the kicking game. So a lot of good plays by our team and by the players. Still always a lot of things to work on. Even after a win like that, there's still a number of things that we want to correct and make sure we do a better job of. But right now, the big thing is just the quick turnaround and trying to get everything ready to go here by the time we leave on Thursday afternoon and head for London. So we're on to Tampa now, and it's a team we're not very familiar with that we need to get on top of in a hurry and have a good couple days here of preparation before we leave. So that's where we're at for today.
Bill, just in general, I was wondering if you could talk about, is there one particular way your defense was as effective as it was? I mean, was there a certain scheme that was better than another, a certain fundamental that was working better maybe than it had in the past?
The big thing defensively was we had good field position, and even though Tennessee, hit some plays on us, they were far enough away from the end zone that they weren't scoring plays, and eventually we were able to stop them. I thought that our third down defense was better than it's been. I mean, they only converted a couple of them. I think one of those was on a penalty, and Johnson made a great run on the draw play. We missed some tackles, but he's a great runner, so you're going to have some missed tackles on him. He forces those pretty much in every game. But the big thing is when we got the team to third down, most of the time we were able to convert and get the ball back for our offense. And, we changed up on defense and, as we all saw, played some different players and played some different schemes and things like that. But in the end, we were able to, make enough plays to get them to third down and then on third down to get off the field for the most part.
Bill, personnel-wise, what made sort of the combination of outside linebackers, Burgess, Woods, Ninkovich, Banta, Kane, what made them the better choice to have the bigger role in the game than Adalys Thomas?
Well, it's a combination of, all the things on defense and on special teams and third down. So when you look at what the roles for those players were on all four downs, first, second, third, and fourth, they each contributed in at least one and usually two areas pretty strongly. So that's, again, every player has value. If we could have brought more than 45 players to the game, we would have, and I'm sure they all would have played. It's just we had to select the ones that we felt would have the bigger role in the game, and so that's what we did.
What does this mean for Dallas' future going forward?
I don't know. It was one game. We'll evaluate it this coming week against Tampa like we always do. This week's different from last week.
Bill, has Adalys lived up to your expectation of what you thought he would be when you signed him?
Well, I've said many times, I think he's a good football player. He's versatile. He's made some big plays for us, and he's done a lot of different jobs. And we have a lot of confidence in him. If that wasn't the case, then he wouldn't be here. So I'm glad we have him, and I think he can help us. I think he will help us, and he has helped us. And I feel that way about our other players as well.
So what did you see from, I think this is the first time that Hoyer has gotten in to play in some real snaps. Was there anything better, different from what he showed in the last preseason game? What was your overall assessment of his play?
Well, it was his first chance to play since the preseason game against the Giants. And I thought Brian handled himself pretty well. We just ran our offense with him in there. And we had some checks, and we had some third down situations, and so forth. So I thought he handled himself well, and ball in the end zone on the one scoring drive. So good learning experience from him. Conditions on the field, but I thought he handled those well, handled the ball well, and managed the team and the situation he was in there on.
Bill, what were you doing yesterday to convert those big plays that maybe you weren't doing earlier in the season offensively?
Just say that we had them executed. You know, the players did a good job executing them. A couple of times we had a chance there, and we were able to hit them. You know, sometimes we called plays down the field, and we really didn't get a good look, or the defense was such that Tom ended up going to a different receiver than perhaps the one he might have gone to down the field if they had been in a different defense. So that's always part of it. But, you know, the big thing was when we had guys, the receivers ran good routes. The quarterback made a good throw, and protection was good so that we had the time for the route to develop and get rid of the ball. So good team execution on the plays that we converted.
Bill, oftentimes you work on a play in practice repeatedly, and rarely, as you pointed out in the game, does it work as you drew it up. But was the flea flicker yesterday an example of that?
Yeah, it probably was. It probably worked a little better in the game than it did in practice. But that's normally the case on play action and plays like that. You know, when you get into the game, a lot of times the defense reacts harder aggressively to a play like that than they do in practice. So, but no, that's good. It's good practice for us to see it both ways, so that we make the decisions based on the defense. You know, bites up on play action or whether they don't, and we don't want to just down there, even though it's defended. We want to find something else to do that's a better option. So, I'd say for the most part in practice, it probably wasn't as open as what it was in the game. But again, that's not all that uncommon either.
Bill, were you guys down to just two healthy running backs for pretty much the second half of that game, or was the way the game unfolded, did that sort of dictate having Maroney and Green Ellis basically just sort of close it out for you for the second half?
Yeah, I'd say that was pretty much the situation, Mike.
Any idea if Morris's injury is a long-term thing?
Well, we'll take a look at him today. It's always, there's always a little more information the day or 2 days after a game, after we get a chance to, you know, see how things are at 24 to 48 hours after the. We'll do that like we normally do, and then assess his availability for practice and ultimately at the end of the week for the following game. You know,
Bill, is it tough to assess sometimes, you know, if Fred is out for a while and maybe if Sammy's out, does that make it difficult for a coach to decide, you know, when to maybe put a guy on injured reserve because, as you say, roster spots are so valuable? Can you just elaborate on the decision-making process of how you might have to put a guy on injured reserve because you might need to free up a roster spot somewhere else?
Well, I think that pretty well describes it right there. You know, if a player's out for the season, then that's an obvious and easy decision. Not a pleasant one, but that's what it is. If he's not, then, you have to take into account how long the player's out for, what the other options are, and what are you going to do, until he gets back? And that decision could be comprised of who are on your roster, people who aren't on your roster, people who aren't even in your system at that point. And you just have to, each situation is different. Also has something to do with the other options, the other players that you have on your team, whatever other roster situations are on at that same time or in that same time frame. So,
do you envision the Butler-Will Height combination continuing to be out there, or is this more of a case where maybe you look at your top four corners as interchangeable?
I think we're comfortable with all of our corners, or defensive backs for that matter, on the field. They're in there in different combinations, and whichever ones are out there, you know, we have confidence in them. I'm sure that as they've all played, they'll continue to play to some degree. You know, how that works from game to game or even within a game from different personnel groups, nickel, dime, things like that, I think that'll probably continue to be the case.
Bill, am I correct in that today is the first day you guys can, you could theoretically, activate Lavore, Tate, is that right?
It's actually tomorrow, but, right, it's this week of practice, yes.
Okay, any decision on those guys?
Probably a pretty good chance that they'll be out there this week, but it hasn't, we haven't officially made it yet, no.
Okay.
Bill, how excited are you at the potential of Brandon Tate and what he could give you in the kicking game? You know, obviously his numbers in college and the return game speak for themselves. Do you think you might have another Devin Hester there? Does he kind of bring that excitement to you?
Well, we like all the players that are on our roster, including the practice squad and our 53-man roster and Mark and Brandon on the PUP list. And so that's why they're here, because we think they can help us in some way. When we get a chance to evaluate all the players, then we'll pick the ones and do what we think's best for our football team like we always do. So.
Hey, Bill, you talked about Hoyer a little bit. Anyone else, any of the other young guys or reserve guys jump out at you after, 30 minutes of looking at him?
Well, I think it was a good opportunity for, you know, a lot of guys to play, and some players played early in the game, like Darius and Myron and,
yeah,
you know, guys like that, Julian. So whether they played early or late or first, second, third, or fourth down, whatever their role was, whatever opportunity they had to play, we evaluate those and watch the tape with them and correct it and try to keep getting better as individually and as a team and what that role is, and maybe it expands a little bit as the player gains some experience. So we'll just, you know, take it on a case-by-case basis. But, you know, I thought all the guys that played yesterday, contributed positively, certainly in a game like that. That was a, you know, a strong team effort that everybody was a part of. So we'll just, you know, keep working with those young guys. And like this year, and it's true with most teams, and it's true most every year, you know, usually those players, as the season goes on, tend to contribute a little bit more towards the end of the season than at the beginning. We hope that they'll keep developing and improving, and that'll be the case.
Bill, can you talk about the process in planning this trip to London in terms of research, talking to other teams who have done it, the process in keeping players on a certain schedule, just kind of trying to keep things as normal as possible going to London?
Well, you know, I really haven't personally been that involved with it. We have other people in our organization that handle our travel and security and all the logistics and accommodations along the way. They do that for every trip, not just this one, whether we go to Miami or New Orleans or wherever it is, Denver. They do all that. So we talk about certain things that we want to try to keep constant on the trips, and we do that as much as we can. It's not always possible to make them all the same based on what the facilities are that where we're going, and sometimes the timing changes a little bit. So, you know, those things are taken into consideration, but really all the work's been done by other people in our organization, and when they've had a couple questions, they've come to me and said, you know, here's our two options, we can do A or B, but usually I go pretty much with what they suggest, because they know our team and they know our routine and they know the options better than I do. So that's, you know, this is a little bit longer trip in terms of flight time and a little bit longer stay than a normal away game. But we'll try to, you know, do the best we can to make it as convenient for the players so that they can get their preparation, get their rest, and be ready to perform on Sunday. And again, in the end, most all that stuff is handled by people who know a lot more about it and do it on a regular basis than what I do.
Bill, to what extent did your trip out west, the West Coast, where you stayed out there, I believe, for the week for the two games out there, maybe serve as some preparation or foundation for this trip, in terms of, logistics, preparing? I know it's you're not leaving the country, but still a long ways to go, and of course it could be potential distraction in your routine.
Well, I think those two trips last year were completely different from this one. Those trips were more like were situations where we went out, we stayed, we took all of our all of our preparation materials out there with us, the video systems, our copies, we rented them out there, obviously, but we took our whole operation and moved it to San Jose, and we did everything there. We had our meetings and our game plans and our films and everything. We did the preparation out there. This is a situation where we'll do all of our preparation here, and then once we travel to London, then we're, when we get on the plane, we will have covered everything that we're going to do for the game. Schematically, we will have practiced it, and then it's really just a question of making the trip and going through the usual day before the game and day of the game reminders and tying up some loose ends on play here or play there, if they do this, and how do we handle it and that kind of thing. But all the work really will be done, or I shouldn't say all of it, but a great percentage of the work will be done when we get on the plane Thursday after practice to head out there, and that's a lot different than the two West Coast trips we had last year, where we did all of our preparation out there for the second game.
All right, then. Thank you very much, Coach.